570 WNAX drive time. Oh, got a little Van Halen starting us out today. You got to like that. And it is a Wednesday edition of Drive Time, and I tell you what, a Wednesday edition means it's time for
Bill's Business Break. And I'm Bill.
That's Bill right over there. Bill's Business Break brought to us by Dakota Plains Ag Center. You know what you need to do? You just go over there, or you give them a call, you talk to Matt and the gang over there, and you schedule a tour of their Napa Junction facility. All right? It's a new facility, and it is state-of-the-art. So schedule your tour over there. Give Matt a call. Our guest today on the show, well, you know what? Some of you might be familiar. You might recognize this guy's voice.
You know, I just finished a lunch with our guest that may have been one of the more interesting conversations I've had in a long time. Dr. Mark Carlson from Sioux City is with us. Welcome to the show, Doctor. And let's start by telling our listener how they can get a hold of you, because frankly, I know people are going to want to have this number, so we'll talk about it right at the start, and I may even mention it a time or two in the middle. So how can patients that are out there listening to this show or listeners get a hold of you?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show, Bill. People can contact me through Siouxland Adult Medicine. Our phone number is 712-234-1005, and we're located at 1605 Douglas Street in Midtown Sioux City.
Awesome. Now, the thing that it's so exciting to me is that I refuse to accept the fact that I'm 70 years of age. And I know that there's a lot of our listeners that are in that same boat and at the same time are just curious as how we can continue to extend life. And I would like you to talk, to begin with, about your concierge service and why is it that that is so unique. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. So let's start there.
Well, about 5.5 years ago, I converted to a concierge practice. So my focus is entirely on prevention and high-level management of medical problems to keep people out of trouble, to try to prevent things that can really derail your life, heart attacks, stroke, winding up in a nursing home or completely disabled. So I want my patients to be happy and healthy as they age and do the best I can to keep their blood vessels looking good on the inside, because that's where it's all at.
The other thing that you said over lunch was that your practice is one that is built on relationships. Can you expound upon that?
Sure. Well, I focus on taking the best care of a smaller population of patients than a typical doctor. So that affords me more time with each individual visit. That allows me to get to know people better. I know all my patients on a first-name basis. I can recognize them on the street or at the store or running into them. I don't have to look at a chart to see what their name is. And I get to know their medical problems in depth and in detail and come up with a management strategy that's going to work best for them.
So in that management practice, talk briefly about what you do to try and establish baselines and establish what needs to be done to prevent.
Well, for instance, the first thing I do with a new patient is schedule a meeting just to get to know them so we can make sure it's going to be the right fit. And explain to them a little more about what I do, and then gather up all the medical data that's accumulated in their life so I got it in one place and I have access to it so I can really get to know and focus on what to do for them. And then we schedule basically, it's a mini executive physical where I spend 2.5 hours of my time going over them with a fine-tooth comb, delving into their history, doing a complete examination. We do things like treadmill stress testing, pulmonary function, balance testing, EKG, and then we do a comprehensive suite of laboratory studies that give me a real in-depth look at what the risks are. And this includes advanced lipid testing, biomarkers, genetic markers, vitamin levels, other things that I can really tailor a custom-made life plan and nutrition plan for that patient.
So as an individual that might be interested in coming into your clinic and becoming your patient, I'm going to come in and we'll get to know me both emotionally, physically, as well as character-wise. And so you can begin to then go from there and help me prevent things. Am I even close on that?
No, that's exactly right. You know, first off, I need to get to know your medical problems, the things that might bite you, the things that might cause problems down the road, because the first thing I want to do is prevent bad things from happening. And then I want to look at how can we maximize or optimize your health and how you feel, and what kind of things could be causing problems, like hormone deficiency, for instance, where we can do hormone optimization.
And you were talking to me over lunch again about the fact that once you get past 30, things start to wane.
Unfortunately, both men and women start losing hormone levels gradually in their 30s, typically, and that continues through the rest of life. And it has a lot of major impacts on our health and how we feel, and sometimes we don't always realize what's going on.
And I know the listeners out there, you've got your pencil and paper out. Write it down, okay? 714-234-1005. And Vaughn, you and I were talking with Dr. Mark before the fact. Have at it.
We were. I said one thing for me, Dr. Mark, that I when I'm in a doctor's office, all right, when I'm the patient in a doctor's office, say I'm meeting with a nurse, they're in there, they do some tests, and then the next thing, the doctor comes in. The doctor comes in, says hi to me, and stares down at the chart, and then says my name. Well, hey, how you doing, Vaughn? Right, because I've got a unique name, and it's a little bit difficult for them to determine what is that your first name or not. They don't know who I am. They don't know who I am. That is different with your patients. You get to know your patients. You see them in the grocery store, you know who they are. You know my name is Vaughn. If I'm one of your patients and I see you on the street somewhere, you don't have to look at that chart.
That's one of the advantages of concierge medicine, is that I don't have as many people I have to take care of, so I can get to know my patients better. Most of them are my friends, actually, or become my friends over time. I schedule half-hour routine follow-up visits and 2 hours at least of my undivided attention at least once a year for their comprehensive workup.
Right. And as a patient, there's great peace of mind in that your doctor knows you on a personal level. Many of us have had situations where we are in poor health, we have to make a medical decision. The doctor comes in and visits with us for just a short amount of time, and now our health is in his hands, and we wonder whether or not, does he really know? Does he know that I have this in my family history, or does he know this or this about me? And it seems almost cold in some ways that someone would be making those decisions.
Yeah, well, I pride myself on really getting to know my patients well, both their medical background, their personal life situation, and I use that information to tailor a customized plan for their health and well-being.
Right, and you offer other products other than just the healthcare. You offer the bioidentical hormones. And
right.
You had to explain to me what those were. Explain to our listeners what that is.
Okay. Well, first off, I research into bioidentical hormones while looking for alternative ways to effectively manage osteoporosis. I happen to be a regional expert in osteoporosis and bone health, and I was looking for another way that was less toxic than some of the osteoporosis drugs out there that a lot of people can't tolerate. And I delved into bioidentical hormones, and along the way, I became convinced that it's actually a very safe and effective way to not only improve bone health, but overall health, including how people feel, how their mood, how much energy they have, other symptoms of hormone deficiency like anxiety, poor sleep, fatigue, all those kinds of things that we often treat with a Band-Aid approach or sleeping pills or antidepressants or other things. If you get at the underlying problem, optimize someone's hormones along the way, they feel a lot better.
Those side effect issues are the side issues go away when their hormone balance is proper.
That's true. And to give an example, if someone's on an antidepressant, once we optimize their hormones, there's about a 60% chance I can at least reduce or possibly eliminate their antidepressant medication. Oftentimes, people are getting rid of their sleeping pills. They're not trying to boost themselves with an energy drink at 3 in the afternoon when they hit a wall, because they're not hitting that wall. So there's a lot of benefits from hormone optimization.
And again, that's something that you tailor per patient. Every patient is different, and you create a baseline for each patient when it comes to that.
That's exactly right. When people show up and they're interested in hormone optimization, or they think they have a hormone deficiency, first we have them fill out a comprehensive questionnaire. I also offer a seminar second Tuesday of every month at 5:30 in the clinic, where I explain hormone therapy in a lot more detail. So anyone who's interested can call the number 234-1005, area code 712, and schedule to take part in these mini seminars that I provide. But we get baseline questionnaire, we get baseline laboratory levels, and we take the patient's physical characteristics, age, size. We plug that all into a computerized algorithm that's proprietary to BioT that we work with. And then that comes up with not only a plan for hormone dosing, be it testosterone for men, estradiol for women, et cetera, and then supplements to go along with that to optimize the hormone's effectiveness and safety.
You know, doctor, I knew this time was going to absolutely vaporize on us. Just go away before we even get started. Don't oftentimes ask this, but I'm going to ask you. Will you come back?
I'd love to. I'd be happy to and delve into anything in more detail.
I know our listeners have thoroughly enjoyed this. Again, best way to reach you?
Call the office, 712-234-1005. You get a friendly voice named Sheila answering the phone, and you won't get a computer answering the phone.
You stop into the clinic, you're also probably going to be called by name if you've been there before.
That's exactly right.
Thank you so much for being on Bill's Business Break.
My pleasure. Thank you.